Are you still there, Rashi? I guess you disconnected.
She's sending a man of her lover.
She's blogging already. Okay, Bert, go ahead.
Ion, last week you told me that emotions are sub-physical. The sub-physical
references... Sub-particles of non-physical, yes.
Sub-particles of non-physical.
Good. Yes.
Ion, is there a chemical response to circumcision of the heart? Okay, I'll go to the next subject. Ion, is the measurement of molar mass changing?
Yes, they are changing.
They meaning the measurement itself or sodium chloride is changing?
No difference.
So the measurement of molar mass for all elements is changing?
Precisely.
Is there a connection with the molar mass of sodium chloride and the change in the boiling point of water?
There will be.
There will be. In April, you mentioned that our salt and light will be changing and turning into silica. And silica is sand. And Carolyn had a concern that you brought. When I brought up salt and magnetism, you said molar mass and sodium chloride. Is there a change in the salt content of the ocean taking place, meaning it's becoming more sodium chloride than a whole mixture of different elements? Is that taking place?
No, the concentrations are changing in the seawater.
Is there a particular concentration that is changing, for instance, like magnesium? Of course, you said last week magnesium is not changing, so it's not magnesium.
That's right. Don't pick it apart now. Just go with it. You'll be all right. What we're saying is that not just sodium, we say salt, and we say sodium chloride, but all the other dirt minerals are also going to change. When you change the boiling point of water, then you're changing how things are evaporated. So you change everything. So you got to be real soft and easy about that whole process. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself too clever by half, because Carolyn already picked up on it. It was very specific. It's like, well, Ion, you've got to give the difference between salt of the air and something from the Dead Sea and salt water and water that you add sodium chloride to, the difference. And we say, well, exactly, that's right. But all of it's changing. That's the point.
That explains what I see with my sea salt. My sea salt is changing. It's a lot more clumpy. Is that an indication of the change?
Well, that's the change in hydrogen, yes.
Sodium chloride is an ionic bond. And in April, you mentioned about silicon, and silicon's a covalent. So is there a connection between sodium chloride and silicon dioxide that's taking place at this moment?
It's a little bit of a reach, but yes. And that's going to change, so don't write that down in the sand. Get the pun. Because your gauges are what's changing. So what you're using to gauge by is what's changing. If we converted this to ohmerage, we'd say don't use an ohmerage gauge, but that's not going to be the correct way to measure it soon. Yeah. The amount of resistance, the thing you measure with won't measure right anymore. Everybody's worried about their weight, but we tell you that scales are going to change. Well, does that mean I'm heavier or no? No, it's going to be all about body mass. Dr. Dean has perfected the way the body processes protein, and she's perfecting exactly the way protein interacts with the body. Now, okay, Bob's helping a little bit. Bob's working out all the strands of the amino acids and figuring out exactly which amino acids and which one without L-arginine and how much L-arginine it won't have that'll be significant. Bob's doing all that. So kudos to Bob again. He once again is saving the
day. Was that reference?
Hallelujah. Just hold on a second. Then what happens is that the body starts processing this perfectly, then you'll find yourself off the scales. you won't have to be weighing yourself. You'll have whatever shape you're trying to achieve. And if you have the right shape, then you won't be constantly running around and say, I weigh 3 stone, 2 stone, 9 stone, whatever that is.
Your reference to Bob and amino acids, is that what was the subject before about Bob having buoyancy and displacement? Is that what Bob did since CKLN?
Empirically, yes. And he's been a practicing OCN for years.
So the gauges are changing. So then is there a gauge developing
to recalculate. Look at a BTU, look at a British thermal unit. All that is how much energy it takes to boil water at a certain degree. And that degree is how many BTUs it is. Okay? So, you see, they've just taken the premise, the formula to fit what is. But once what is changes, now you even change what a BTU is.
So it's the understanding that we've had developed through books of what kinetic motion is. So is it the kinetic, the whole thing of kinetic motion changing?
Ooh, no. No, no, stop. Let's do it this way. You have a regular oven. You turn it on 400 degrees. It cooks food at what, 400 degrees?
Yes.
Okay, you have a convection oven. You set it to 400 degrees, and it cooks food at 400 degrees?
I mean, yes.
But I understand. It cooks higher, and it cooks with air, hotter air. Circulating. There's no direct radiant heat. Okay, now the regular conventional oven and a convection oven, they both cook food thoroughly, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, now do you set a temperature on a microwave?
No, it's just minutes.
Okay, so the way the energy, the magneto, you can set it to medium, low, half. You can control the amount of power, but it's not about temperature anymore. But yet it still cooks the food. So the way the energy conduction is produced or laid out or gauged is different. Same way with everything changes, all your monitors are changed.
So you just answered my question asked last week about radio conduction, and you did Fourier's law of conduction. So that was changing.
We did that last week, but it just caught up to you this week, so it's okay. And you also had a nice cubegasm, too, this week. It was nice.
You answered a lot of questions just with that, Aya.
Isn't that great? We like it when things work out well. So let's ask some new questions that we're not going to answer till next week. It'll be great.
Is there a particular order to the 14 degrees of freedom? Or are they just random?
Specific order.
Yes, there's specific order.
But of course.
So y'all is the particular degree of freedom that deals with specific gravity?
We gave them in a numerical order. That is the order in which they apply already.
But you gave me 4 additional ones earlier in the year. Thrust, drag, and lift. So those are the additional degrees of freedom.
They should be numbered.
So there's 17 degrees of freedom then.
I think you'll find that those 17 are included only in 14.
So then I'm double copying. So then the order I have is not
lift. Lift can be prescribed in another category, can it not?
Yes. Okay, yes.
And it does. There's 14.
All right. Let's talk about muscle and chi.
No, let's talk about tissue. No, let's talk about tissue.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Bump, muscle. Muscle doesn't have anything to do with anything. Okay, let's talk about your pecs. You want to?
Okay.
It's great fun. You have pectoral muscles, yes?
Yes.
And sometimes they're larger than others, sometimes they're smaller. You have a memory in your muscle, yes?
Yes.
I guess would that be the correct way to say that then? You have a memory in your memory?
Yeah, that's another way of saying it, yes.
Okay. Now, when you work out and you're all buffed up or whatever, whatever, is your pectoral muscle larger or smaller?
Actually, in between. They're not as large, but they're fuller.
Well, there you go. So the muscle is distended, okay, but the layers within the lactic acid that's in those muscles, like saying you're doing a bench press, and tell everybody how much you bench press.
I'm not doing bench press anymore. I just do the rope-a-dope and dips, pull-ups.
No,
I don't touch.
But when you did bench presses, tell how much you bench pressed.
I could bench press at one time 405 pounds.
Very good. And when you were able to do that, now, of course, you're breaking all your joints to pieces, but you were very
right.
Strong, and your pecs yes. were exemplary, and your lats are nice, and blah, 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 blah. Love you up, love you long time, all that kind of good stuff. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking
right.
about how to get something inside the layers of that tissue that would be a bulk mass. That's protein. That's how protein applies. Now, you have imitation versions of it that aren't any good. They are fleeting. You can tell in the gym, and you were good at this, the He-Man, the Barbarian books, they come in here as 95 pounds soaking wet, and next thing you know, they're 260, and they can't even walk, but now their testes have already fallen off, and they have quads on their plantar fascia on the bottom of their feet. Those are
okay.
even puffed up. You know, they're pumping.
Yeah.
They're here to pump
good
you. You know, very quickly that they absolutely are using other substances to maintain
yeah.
its water within the muscle itself. So that's all it is. It's
right.
layers of water in the tissue. Now, if you're really working out, blah, 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 then you got to have something to move all that lactic acid out of the muscle. Or you're so sore the next day, you can't walk anyway. Remember those days?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that pretty much sucked, didn't it?
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting, yes.
Okay. Now, you do your little dope-a-rope and snoke-a-doke and hokey-doke and hokey-noke. You do all that just to keep you sort of keep your cardio going, keep yourself alive, but you've not noticed or experienced an incredible wasting, have you?
Not at all, actually, no.
That's why you're amazed, because now you don't do it anymore, and yet you still keep your memory of your memory.
Yes.
Okay, so what your question actually then becomes is, hey, Ion, so I have a memory. I have to work out doing certain base level stuff to keep my body in function or where it was. Otherwise, I atrophy. I must be functional or I atrophy. And we go, okay, yes, but you don't go to failure. And the reason you don't go to failure is because with your new products now, you really can't go to failure. You never get to fail. You don't quit. You just stop. You know, you're like, I've done enough. You don't get to a point where you're fatigued.
It's really freaky. It's freaky. It's an elaborate on the mind adjustment.
That's what Dr. Dean's been trying to tell you since itch. She told you itch before you even had a scratch.
Yes. She's beautiful. This is awesome.
That's
really
point.
Awesome.
But it's the point. So now you don't have to, number one, you don't have to kill yourself. But you can kill yourself, but you don't have to. And then you come back a little bit further, and you can look the way you want to look, and we're still able to keep the pee-pee up. That's all working the way it's going supposed to, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's nice. And we're still able to eat food and move the bowels and have all those normal things that go along with this thing called living. Okay, now once that all balances. You still wake up with erections and everything's just nice and balanced the way it's supposed to. And now let's talk about the belly, burning in the belly. You've got your quads back and the lats are right, but tell us what you want to do with your belly.
I don't know. It's really weird right now.
You want, well, you have half a 12-pack. Which way you want to go?
I really don't care. I mean, it's just my posture is interesting with my spine and my whole midsection. You know, the midsection can be stronger, but it's really weird how it is right now.
Well, it's actually, you know, kind of one-sided. It's what you say when you look in the mirror. If you flex your gut, it's actually larger on your left side in the mirror.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit weird. But you're not inordinately out of balance, you see.
But is that, that imbalance, is that connected to my left psoas muscle that I injured with my hip?
Yep. It certainly is, and that's why on your backside, on your lats, when you're doing your dips and all your stuff, you favor the left side, the right side, which would be your left lat.
Right.
That's the one that when you roll over and you go, oh, God, I think I'm going to die, hurt, it's that one, yeah.
Yeah, but that's actually loosening up right now.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I've always done what you told me, Iomatous, but that's interesting that you're telling me about my waist. So it's a connection from my to my psoas muscle that's out of line? Or is it the spine?
Maybe the spine.
With working on the leg lifts for the hips, will that bring it in order? Because at times it's uncomfortable when I walk, or sometimes some movements, it's really strange. Okay. So let's talk isometrics, Ion, and Chi. The joints movements that can take place between the hips and the shoulders. Is that the disconnection that's being encountered right now by me?
Basically.
So it's the scapula, the right scapula from the heavy bench press.
Well, they're repairing it.
Last week, Eliza asked you about bone marrow. And you said that the continuity. So the bones, are our bones changing in the fact that we're engaging with the RNA drops? So
Certainly. The marrow's changing.
And that's the filler of the tissue that you were talking about earlier. So then the filling of the tissue is proceeding from the bone marrow out. Is that also the process that you explained last week about radio conductivity? Would it start from the bone marrow out?
Inside out, yes.
Is there a reciprocal movement of outside in?
Uncipital.
Sound like you said only cipital.
Only cipital?
Uncipital.
Uncipital.
Is uncipital a new movement? Because we have centrifugal and centripetal.
No.
It's not a new movement.
It's not like the neuralgia.
What's neuralgia, Carol?
It's a nerve pain.
Nerve
typically,
inflammation, yeah. So what are we talking about, Bert?
I was asking about the bone marrow going, the radio conductivity that Ion mentioned to me last week. Is that a motion? And they said yes, but then I asked, is there a reciprocal movement of outside in? And then Ion said uncipital, and now he's saying it's not like, uncipital is not like neuralgia.
You don't know what uncipital is, Carol, right?
No. He's making it up.
Yeah.
How about ancipital? A-N-C-O-C-C-I-P-I-T-A-L. OCCIPIDL.
Occipital neuralgia.
Not.
Oh, occipital. Occipital, the back of the head.
Ta-da. Yeah, we
so
made
pain
that.
In the back of the head. Does that help you, Bert?
Yes. So, Ion, what you're outlining here with this occipital?
It answered your question.
Yes.
And we made it up just for you.
Thank you. So the rotation movements that I'm using to correct the neck will work that out?
Broadman, area 17.
Broadman, is that a street, Ion?
Mm-hmm. It's what stands for V.
Well, to work out the neck, don't you have to work out the psoas?
We do.
Oh, Broadman is a body part count?
Don't know. Broadman area is a region of the cerebral cortex in the human. So the motor cortex is area 17. Is there something with tension on the occiput that affects this Broadman area?
It does, and it sticks, and this goes all the way to him. Now, see what we're talking to him about? It's his belly. He's got it one side. He's injured. He's kind of got it screwed up. And we're making the
parallel. Well, that means one side of his psoas is in spasm and going up and affecting his occiput.
And that's where he's noting it. That's where he's noting it. Actually, it's so.
So you
no
need a good.
He's neurotic, so he notices everything.
No, it's not neurosis. It's just attention. He's attentive. So you need.
Okay, what would help
Bert is a good body worker who can work your. Not just go to your neck and start, you know, dragging on your neck, but start down in your thighs and then your psoas. And get that set so that your head has something stable to support itself. So a body worker that does the whole body.
Okay.
Right, all Ion?
And if you can get one that will come at the end and take care of even the little...
What's the joke there, Carol?
Probably some sexual deviant joke, you know, Ion.
What's he talking about?
Some sex worker who could finish off
yes.
your body.
Right, right.
The little man. Fix the little man up.
There you go. See, now you just figured it all out. Now, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Okay, I have one question.
All this, Bert. How do these particular topics help you?
Ion is explaining that it's no longer muscle, it's the layers in between the tissue that are changing from the bone marrow to the outside. And he used me as an example of what's taking place that through my old injuries.
Right. So that's the first time you heard that here.
Yes, and it was a perfect answer to a lot of questions that I had that I didn't ask regarding muscle. He just answered a lot of questions that I've had just hanging there as far as muscle, and I asked before, but this was the first direct answer.
If you get your ass in here earlier, we'd have done this 6 months ago.
In Mr. America, he has big muscles because he's got water fluid added to him?
Yeah, they take steroids, and that... So, Ion, that's the question then, another question. So the people that are engaging the completement formulas, the endocrine system is being changed then. Well, could I say changed or modified or upgraded to what it should be, the endocrine system?
The endocrine is going to be rebooted.
Yeah, because our endocrine system is under attack from so many areas, the least of which or the most of which is people saying it's under attack, so everybody's scared of their adrenals, scared their thyroid is low, scared of their sex hormones. So we're rebooting the whole shoot and match.
And Ayn said that you're improving body mass or something.
That's achieved from the lymphatic system and then the lipids. Mm-hmm. And then you start using the sex organs, and then they don't wither away because you're using them.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
Mm. Hey, Ayn, when you said Carol's rebooting the body mass, right, Carol?
I was working on body mass.
Yeah, is that through magnesium, Ayn? What's she been doing with magnesium or other things?
No.
Better protein.
We can't say because she gets cross. Okay.
Yeah, okay. What did he say, Carol?
Somebody gets cross when we say too much.
Oh, okay. That's you.
Yeah. It's superfluous she. It was the superfluous she.
Yeah, the woman in the store.
Yeah.
With the pipe who killed the butler in the library. That's the one.
Hi, on the boys at CERN released some type of discovery.
No, they did not. It's a nanocork. They didn't do that. They got it from Bob.
That's what I was going to ask. So that was what you mentioned.
We did nanocork.
They call it pentaquark.
Fine, but it's a nanocork, what it is. And we went through all that and explained it and went through the details. And then all of a sudden they had the masterful idea to come up with that thing that they heard on goddamn Achieve Radio. Amazing.
But you mentioned 4 weeks ago that you showed them something. In the middle of the hypothalamus, you said you showed. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're claiming? So they're saying that what they saw was...
Of course. We have to give it to them a little bit because, see, they prove things. And they can write in the Wikipedia about as fast as we do. That's the only thing that's real, so... We say the things, they write it down, Gutenberg got it, he gets it. Then in LaRouche thinks the Queen's putting up his bum. William Irvin Thompson doesn't understand how it applies. They come back in the full cycle, and then all of a sudden you come to the Marshall McLuhan, who didn't believe it anyway. Anything they would accept that couldn't be smart enough to know the difference anyhow. Then you come all the way back with a tiny note and figure out that it was CKLN 88.1 all along, and that's all there was. Thank you, Reverend Sternstein.
Ion, they were probably going to call it a Pico quark, but then they couldn't because I'm patenting Pico.
Don't tell them, though. They'll get all excited.
Sorry.
Hey, Ion, can we call Stang's number and you make a formal thank you to him?
It's such a grim cliche. No, it's not necessary. Let's send him.
Yeah, Bob, he'll probably put a restraining order on you.
Right. There you go. It's your calling him at all hours of the day and night.
That's an inside joke between me, Carolyn, and Ion.
And it can be told on the outside. That's what's so funny about it.
No, we don't talk about that.
From an inside joke. Which is wise and prudent. We'll support it. Okay, next. Now, okay, what are we going to do about your lats?
Are you talking about my lats?
Uh-oh, this might get into Bert's partner.
Oh, no, you're right, Bert. Let's talk about to it. Let's get to it.
You're asking me about my lats?
Yeah, we are.
My lats are fine. I mean, I have that scapula, but I'm doing the rope-a-dope and everything, so it's working its way out right now.
Where do you get the rope-a-dope?
It's an exercise that Ion gave me. You do a wide pull-up, and then once you get to the top, you push out, and then come back in, and then go to the right and push out, and come back in, go to the left, push out. It's like a super compound exercise.
I had a buddy, Dr. Roby Mitchell, who sold a rope-a-dope, so I was wondering if you got his stuff, but I see it's a boxing tactic.
Yeah. Yeah,
continue.
Okay. Now, you have a pull-up bar, yes?
Yes.
Can you reach it, or do you have to step up on something to reach it?
I can reach it. Stretch and reach
do
it.
Do you have a... Well, but it's a hard stretch or easy stretch?
Easy stretch.
Well, you need to get something a little higher then, so it makes it a hard stretch. And what we want you to do now is go to Old Timey Burpees. Remember burpees? You love them so.
Burpees. Is there another technical name? I don't particularly know that.
Okay, Rick Taylor, here's what you do. You jump up. You do a pull-up. You
okay.
Drop down on the ground. You hit the ground, and you do a push-up. And you curl yourself up, and you jump up, and you do a pull-up. That's one swinging, sweeping motion. Burpee.
All right. And you keep asking me about my lats. Is that because of the too much bench press and not enough back work that you're referencing? That the imbalance that I'm dealing with?
I'm more concerned with your L3 and L4.
Are there corrective measures?
I want broad, strong lats that pulls across the whole muscle striation and tightens that compression issue.
That injury, that's a compound injury from so many years of doing all the stupid stuff I used to do, right?
As long as you're nutting, we don't mind stupid, but so much of it was done and you didn't even nut. We think that's stupid.
Okay, yes.
Just think of all the food you could have eaten. Maybe no waste. Look how much you didn't eat. It's crazy. Look at the carbohydrates that you didn't consume. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I have a question about that, Ion. Carbohydrates right now.
Eat them at night.
Because I don't feel like it during the day. That's why I'm asking. So I can eat carbohydrates at night, okay.
Hell yeah, that's why we call them carbonitrates.
Okay.
And we're not necessarily telling you to carb load. Because when we tell you to carb load, you'll eat 10,000 calories of it. We're not saying that. We're saying just having little carbs is okay. Because you never get,
right.
you're always hungry anyway. So we don't see what the difference is. But we'd say, if you're always hungry, why aren't you always eating?
Well, I eat when I'm hungry, but I don't eat just to be eating. I eat whenever I'm hungry.
You don't graze.
I eat when I'm hungry. I mean, I could graze, but, you know.
It's better for the liver if you don't eat every couple of hours. You know, if a person does not have low blood sugar, it's good to go 4 or 5 hours, get hungry. If your body needs a little sugar, glucose in the meantime, it can take it out of the liver, and that gives the liver some exercise to break down the glycogen in the liver and give you some sugar. We call it liver snacking. You're snacking off your liver.
Mm-hmm. We call them
I remember that
snacks.
Module.
Yeah, one modules, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Thanks for that,
mm-hmm.
Carol. Thanks.
He actually looked at it. Isn't that great? It's called Scooby Snacks.
Okay, Bert, I think we should let some other people in. Did you finish this topic?
Well,
yes.
Just really keep working on yourself. Just really keep it. We're hoping that you'll get a little better every day. So really pay attention to your body. If you really want to focus on it, and keep you right to your
look at Ion pretending he's
right.
A bloody health coach.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Got your number.
All right, so we got to do one little thing with your partner. Let's talk about that.
Okay. I'm in the, Outer Kingdom thing with the archetype mother-daughter thing right now.
Imagine that.
It's a battle, but I am winning. Correct? Am I winning this war?
Your proclamation of sustained dominance shouldn't end with a question mark.
Am I
what
taking
the war with?
Get it.
Who's your
let
war
Bob,
with, Bert?
Let Bob help you.
I'm dealing with a cliche archetype mother-daughter relationship issue right now with my partner.
Your partner is? You're dealing with
yes.
Their relationship?
Yes.
I'm a lesbian.
So
I can't help you there, Bert. Back to Ion.
So, am I taking the correct approach of how I'm approaching this, dealing with this at this moment? I mean, I've been very tolerant, but now I'm... on like a hellfire approach. with, you know, gauging it. So if I...
Soften it a little bit. If there was one issue that you were going to address, describe the one issue of what your battle is over. Not all of it, just the one point.
The one point is that the young lady needs to learn to live on her own.
But then that comes back to under your tutelage, on her own in you. Now, all of a sudden, that's a whole other thing. So now, vicariously, the pitch becomes the catch of you need to be autonomous and without any assistance on the outside as long as you come and do exactly what I say when I say the way I say it. Doesn't work. So transferring that into your spawn of how you want it to go. And in exchange for that, all the creature comforts are supposed to be taken care of. And that's what you just can't quite convince. Her mother is best.
Right.
Imagine that.
So you're saying that I should take a softer approach?
No. Figure out what you're cross about. What you're really saying is I want to dominate you, Missy. And in dominating you, I want you to do these things, these ways, this stuff. And in exchange for that, you get security. That's the conversation. You're not trying to separate her from her mother so she can be independent. You're trying to get her away from her mother so you can have her.
Right.
There's a difference.
Okay. I mean, I've said all I can say outside of some very not-so-nice things. But I've been too tolerant.
It feels simple.
Now.
It's simple. It's simple. Two tears in a bucket, motherfucker.
Then you've answered my question. I'm doing the correct thing, then, because that's how I am right now.
Mm-hmm. Go get another one. Go get another one and say, this is what I want you to be like. Oh, wait, I'm not with you anymore.
Okay.
And then it's kind of like, damn, what do you mean with all that? The bag of chips? You something else, but damn, okay. You all that you can do, okay, you got it like that, okay, okay, okay. But your domineering can be softer, but you got to start somewhere. Casper Milquetoast doesn't quite work, but then you can go have slang their guts in the roadside ditch. Because we're here, we have a newsflash, Bob, you want to write this down. This is just for you. It's not necrophilia if the body's still warm.
Okay.
So, once that's clear, now all of a sudden, you know, it's all good. And then you can find that it can be, well, see, this is what's interesting about this relationship, is that she doesn't even feel that way. She thinks it's a happy-go-lucky, not such a big to-do. What are you talking about? She doesn't even see it as this thing that you see.
I got you.
Okay, Bert, we're going to end there.
Thank you.
I ran out of time, so thank you, Ion. Okay, I'll do roll call. Greg, do you have a question? You got
yes.
a question? Okay, just a minute.
Yes.
Just a minute, Greg, just a minute. Eliza, you got a question?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. Okay, hold it. Brian, do you have a question?
Yeah.
I got a question. Okay, good. Hold it. Wendy, do you have a question?
I do.
Stacy, do you have a question?
Yes.
Okay, you guys, a lot of people have questions. We got maybe maximum half hour. So go ahead, Greg. Keep it concise, whatever it is.
Ion, the spaceship that they sent out 9.5 years ago, it seems to me that there must have been some serious non-physical collusion for that thing to stay on target. Can you describe the degree that non-physical participated in keeping that spaceship on target to take the photos of whatever it was, Pluto?
Got a problem with that question, Ian? Eliza, what's your question?
If it was okay, I wanted to kind of go back to my questions from last week and just ask a few questions that came out of that.
Okay.
My first question last week to Ion was if the pericardial fluid was turning into something like the breast milk is. And they responded by saying, the fields are all white in the world. And that's a lyric from Days of Elijah. What I take from that is the answer is yes, because the fields are all white in the world. And there's...
What's your question there?
Well, that was my question. I wanted to just confirm that. They said that all the fields are white in the world, and so I wanted to confirm with Ion, does that mean yes, that the pericardial fluid is turning into the breast milk? And then they kept mentioning colostrum. So colostrum is a yellow, whitish, milky fluid secreted by the mammary glands, and it's like packed with all these antibodies and lactoproteins and nutrients.
Okay, Ion, you got a response? Okay, Brian, I don't know if Ion's going to answer. Go ahead, Brian.
I had a question on Bert's topic, endocrine system, about the pineal gland specifically. I guess most people's pineal gland calcify. I guess it's supposed to be water in the pineal gland. I'm wondering, is the calcification in the pineal gland, is that a beneficial effect, or do you want that calcification to dissolve and you want liquid water in the pineal gland?
You got an answer for that, Ion? Wendy, what's your question?
My question was also to do with the endocrine system. Is it being rebooted by the new living water when it comes?
What do you say, Carol?
I think it's rebooting already with what we're doing. The completeness formula seem to be rebooting it. It'll just continue, though, with all the newer products as they come along.
Okay, so I'm going to unmute everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, Ion.
Way to go, Ion. What the fuck? Okay, you going to answer some questions, Ion?
Do.
Ion, the satellite that they shot out 9.5 years ago to go test.
No, you don't have to redo it. You don't have to redo it. Here's the thing.
Okay.
It took a great deal of non-physical to work out all the details because it really didn't happen 9 years ago. It happened just a bit ago. They just made a 9-year span because there is no time. They didn't have the technology 9 years ago to make a ship that would go that far for what it is right now. It caught up itself to itself. So it happened about a year and a half ago, and you just moved it back 9 years so it could apply. You didn't have that technology 10 years ago. You hadn't even been back to the moon since then, so it didn't make a lot of sense. You could have been able to go to fucking Pluto and the now new outside of the Milky Way that they can't even keep track of. So it's about a year and a half ago from what you call your time. Follow the technology, not the calendar, and you'll do all right. Okay?
Very good. Thank you. Perfect.
Do you know Eliza's question, Ion?
Do.
Okay, you want to answer it, or are you just bullshitting and we'll get Eliza to repeat it?
She doesn't need to repeat it, but she needs to please engage with it.
Okay, make it a question, Eliza.
Will the pericardial fluid be turning into something like the breast milk?
No. Not the same. It'll have proprieties and properties that'll be different than what you know, like the colostrum that comes first in breast milk, but not as dense. It'll be lighter.
We know that the gravity increases in the pericardial fluid. That's why it's becoming heavy. Can we say the same applies to the breast milk? That's why the babies feel heavy, because there's more gravity in it?
Like a sand, yep.
Are memories stored anywhere else besides the brain?
On YouTube.
Anywhere in the body? Like, are they stored in the bones?
No, not in the bones. No, it's not like that. That's not a memory. If you chop off your arm and you grow another one, it's not a memory of the arm. It's those cells just replacing cells that were already there. So that's not a memory. So everything is in the cloud, Playboy, and YouTube.
So traumatic memories are not stored in the bones.
That is correct. Okay,
Brian, what's your question again, Brian?
Would it be beneficial to take more RNA drops or less RNA drops? Let's say 50 versus 25 drops, three times a day.
And this is for you or some other human?
No, this is for me.
Oh, get rid of the drops and do a teaspoon three times a day and you'll be fine. Spread it out, though.
I go days and I don't even take them. Doesn't bother me. I don't think about it. I was just wondering if there's a benefit to remind myself to be more consistent taking them.
Do you urinate most days?
Most days I do.
Okay. Well, when you piss, take some RNA drops and you'll never mess it up.
That's a teaspoon every time I piss?
Dude.
And then I asked about the pineal gland, the calcification in the pineal gland. Is that beneficial, or do you want the fluid in the pineal gland to be liquid?
We're changing all that around. You don't have to worry about calcification or runniness in the pineal. We got that. It doesn't do any good to talk about it. Let something resonate, and then they'll have discussion about it. And it'll be, oh, yeah, I didn't tell us about that then because of this, and it'll be obvious then. But it's just confusing right now, but there won't be calcification, and there won't be easiness about it, so it's all right.
So this will all be handled in the reboot.
That's great, because people don't even know what a glib flabber is, and they're trying to remove it out of people, so there you go.
All right, Wendy?
We'll get to the lampstands pretty soon, Brian. It'll be all right.
We will? That's good.
Wendy?
Can you hear me?
Will you help,
am I
will you help Bart
yes.
on his latch?
Okay.
He needs some help with his latch because they're all messed up, Brian. He needs to get his girlish figure like you got going on. Get him straightened up. Get him right. Get him high and tight. He can't get quite good there. Will you help him out?
Okay, Wendy.
Okay. Ion, if the endocrine system is being rebooted.
The endocrine system is changing because what's happening is within the way your body processes sugars, sugars are changing because you used to have carbon that's changing. Then you had oxygen, which is changing, and hydrogen, which is completely different. So the way sugar is, even its formula is going to change. So your endocrine system has to be almost, not rebooted, but almost revamped. Because the way you're going to process sugars is very different. Very different.
Are the tonsils part of that system? Myself,
no, but the, adenoids are.
So if they were removed and you're rebooting them...
They're going to grow back. You'll grow them back. Lots of people do. Some people have their tonsils taken out a couple of times. But adenoids are specific. If they've taken out your adenoids, don't worry. You'll grow them back.
Okay, little Sarah or Ben, you have a question?
She was getting the sand out of her vagina.
Sleep apnea. I've stayed up and stared into the darkness. What is sleep paralysis exactly? When you actually see a figure, is it just staring too dark or way deep in the darkness awake when I shouldn't be? I don't know.
Apnea is when you stop breathing, when you have like a BiPAP or a CPAP to help balance the flow of air in your past your the clavicle of in your chest to keep the pressures equalized.
So that's where
you stop breathing. That's what that's for. And that's done with moisture or not, with a BiPAP or a CPAP. But that's not even the question that you're asking. That's not even what you're talking about. The apnea that you're talking about is how in your meat sack body, when you think you're asleep, but you're not asleep, staring at this thing that's looking at you, sometimes otherworldly, that you run into, which is why you sort of get fucked up sometimes and don't know how it works it out. And you come back around, you don't know how you got there. Then you wonder when you got there where it was. You can't believe you were up all night for 3 days and they're not paranoid and you want to take one more hit and you don't want to go anymore. So there you go.
It seems so real sometimes, though, man. It's like I see their eyes and I can feel them dancing around me. I have insomnia, which is one thing, but like when I finally do go to sleep, I end up staring into darkness is what I think it is, and I'm just staring too hard into nothing. And my mind just keeps racing.
Yes, it is, and it shouldn't, because it's not a thinking man's game. Think about hurrying up to go to bed to go to that place and see the darkness.
Should I, like, maybe try to embrace it?
Yeah, well, you like to fuck everything else. Why don't you go try to fuck the darkness?
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Come here, go nut in the darkness, and if you do that...
Go nut in the dark.
Go there.
Yeah, I'll fucking nut right in that fucking darker's face, dude.
You better know. Make her smart. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That'll make me go to sleep, for sure. But
okay, Ben.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much.
Every time a bell rings...
Hey, can I go on a round two? This is my first time, man.
Go ahead.
Always nut when you go to sleep.
Okay, so I...
He didn't hear that.
I ate mushrooms last night, okay? I want to know what a psychedelic reflection is on an ego death.
Okay. When you're shrooming, you need to get sugar water.
Dude, I just totally opened my mind. I'll look at the guy that I'm tripping with. Like, I'll tell him, I'm like, dude, my head's shredded. And I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to laugh at you, and I will laugh with you, but I'm just going to keep laughing because I just totally let it go. I admit to myself that I'm completely shredded. But then there's the other side where the other person is like, you know, the type of guy that goes, I'm not feeling anything yet. And it's like, if I'm that shredded, but my mind's so sensitive, and I learned to let it go, why do I feel like I'm seeing right through his capability? I don't know where I'm going with this.
You should never shroom without having a sugar water available to sip.
I thought it was salt water.
No, sugar. Sugar water, not salt water.
How many?
Because you're going too far. You're going too far. Just make it like a lemonade sweet.
But yeah,
okay, Ben.
Too far out. Just
we gotta move on,
there,
Ben.
And then I'll bring you back.
Okay, thank you guys so much for listening to me. I'm Ben, and I'm a new subscriber.
Nut before you
thank
go
you
to
for
sleep.
Sarah. Nut. Give a shout out to Sarah because she showed me this. You guys are awesome.
Okay, Ben.
We'll be listening.
Nut. Ben,
Nut. Thanks every
for calling.
Night.
Glad you're here, Ben. Now listen to this again when you get a chance in the archive. You hear I was saying some other things to you when you were talking. Let's see who's next.
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Ion, do you know what causes the hexagon on the pole of Saturn?
Yes.
Could you elaborate on that at all?
It's actually half of a dodecahedron.
What's the function of the dodecahedron?
Hold up. It keeps the pyramid from falling down.
The pyramid on Earth?
All pyramids, that's what a dodecahedron does.
Does it have any play into, like, the structure of our three-dimensional reality?
It's the basis of it.
The Saturn is.
No, the
dodecahedron.
Oh, okay, so is Saturn coupled to that?
It mimics it.
Do the rings act as a modulation on that?
No. They are striations of quarks that you can see from past, present, future that are catching up and slowing down.
And this is why Saturn's always been considered the god of time?
Ridiculously so, but yes.
Hey, Charlie, was that the hexagram on Saturn? Is that what the topic
there's
was?
A, Yeah, there's a hexagon on one of the poles of Saturn. You can do a Google image search. It'll pop right up. Just
okay,
type in
hexagon.
Saturn.
Hexagon. Okay.
Ion, is this any way connected to what's called like the black cube symbolism, the Mecha cube, that kind of idea?
No, no, that's a false premise because it doesn't hold on anything.
Okay, thanks. Stacy, your question?
Ion, why do you go mum when you're asked certain questions when you can alter or change anything?
Because that's what we're doing.
By not answering a question?
Alters and changes everything.
No, I know altering does, but all right. If you go mum, it alters. We don't get an answer. That's why I ask.
But it is an answer. No answer is still an answer.
Are you affected by time when you're in our petri dish?
Your agar is too thick to be affected by time.
Okay, so let's see who's next.
This is Kim. Ian, I'd like to ask a question. The ice cell, when we breathe it out into the atmosphere that we're in, let's say we go somewhere and stay in another person's home or somewhere, we are breathing out that ice cell. Does it stay in their environment for how long a time does it stay in the
ever.
Environment
stays,
after we left
stays
it?
Forever. Stays forever.
It stays forever?
Yep. And if they have pets, the pets will change, and they'll, like, run and rub, and they'll get more frolicky about it because they'll get it instantly.
Okay.
We're coming up on the next generation. The generation after the one we're in right now is okay to give to your pets.
Okay. Madeline?
So I was trying to get to fucking like you say, but it's not working out. Wrong guy, wrong approach. What's going on?
Replace them with two, and every time it doesn't work, double it. Got hendiadies. Next thing you know, if you're in a gangbang, honey, being a nice, good cum dump, you'll be all right.
Thanks.
Glad I called.
Glad I asked.
It is great fun, but you're making too big of a thing about it. Okay, soften it just a little bit. Just
I
make
am?
It be about the, yeah, make it be
yeah.
about the fun. Make it be about the fun.
Huh. Because I thought that's what I was doing. I'm not, though, huh?
Well, apparently not, or you would be nutting right now.
All right, shit.
Call Sheila there, Chris. She'll show you how to do it, honey.
Okay, we got here Los Angeles, 213-255. You have something to say? Is that Leon?
I really don't have a pressing question
at
the moment.
Question.
No. Then your desk right. drawer on the left side, from the top desk drawer on the left-hand side. When you're looking for it, that's where it'll be.
Okay, got that. How many generations of RNA drops can be given pets? Two generations down the way?
Not the one you're in, but the next one coming.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
Hi, Ion.
Hey,
Sugar
Love, how you doing?
Good, thank you. The right hand, the tingling and vibration.
Yes.
What is that?
Essentially, your recognition of a bit of ascension.
Is there anything I can do with it besides just feel it?
Go buy $1,000 scarves.
And then I also have a question about those words you told me not to say a while back. Is
yes,
it okay to
yes.
say them now?
No.
Still not a good time?
No. You're almost there, but no.
Okay. And about my business, anything that you can tell me to keep moving forward?
Accentuate body, not style. It'll win the next day.
Cartago, was that place we went to, was that the one that belongs to me?
It was next to it, but it was right in that same area, the bodega. It's next to it.
It was next to it.
It was a question of the record, and they weren't sure either, so it's an honest mistake.
When I went to go look for the name, that's why it wouldn't show up?
Well, that was to defer you off of it. But there really was
okay.
a problem with how they registered it, so it would be the one next to it. Your grandparents, probably.
Yeah, next to the one that I went and took pictures of.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, you got a question, Lynn? We're running out of time.
Hey, Ian, you say the environment's changing. Why is the environment changing?
We're making room for ascended people because we're going to get shed of all the little ones because they're not getting it anymore. Either coming back to your place of power or you're soon going to be exiting this domain. So this domain is increasing to the new domain that's coming. We're getting rid of it. It's a rehab. We're rehabbing your planet, darling.
I have the sense that it's happening pretty fast now.
That's because it is.
Hey, Lynn, did he say rehabbing, rehappening? What's he saying?
Rehab, to rehab. Rehab,
right.
Like when you run,
okay,
you know that when you run, have you noticed that how your wind is different now when you run?
Oh,
isn't it cool?
Yeah, I was actually going to wear a GoPro just to send to Bob on breathing and how my body's responding. Yeah,
it's pretty yummy.
Yeah.
Send a testimonial, Lynn.
You keep your dirt bin rolls right, darling. You're a fine-tuned machine, but you have got to keep your dirt minerals right. You can't just go do what you want to do. You have to stay within the regimens that you set up. We don't necessarily agree with them, but you've got to keep up with them.
Through the completement formulas.
Yes, of course, but keeping everything in balance. Don't go carb loading. Keep yours in balance, what you always do.
Oh, yeah. I've never believed in carb loading anyway.
Well, we know, but we say don't take it up just because you can now. You stay in your regiments because there's stuff you're doing. Okay, take us out with a Wally Barner version of Looking for a City.